And so I was a little tardy. Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
This is Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
I thought we were going to hear the different music at the beginning of the show, like da 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 da.
That's, Entertainment Tonight. Da 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 da.
Yeah. That's pretty famous. What is that?
Isn't Rosie going to be the new host of that show? She was going for something. Price is Right.
She'd be a good Price is Right host, don't you think?
It rhymes, though. Price is Right, Entertainment Tonight, Big JD and Lipe.
Liposuction.
I see on your screen there is a picture of a baby. Did I ever send you the laughing baby video? Did you ever see that?
I'm not sure.
On YouTube or something? It's a baby and his father's making him laugh or something like crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you sound good there. We didn't do any levels or nothing new.
No, we didn't do anything. Is everything cool?
Well, I can hear you good and you can hear me good.
Yeah, I think everything's okay.
Holy moly.
Wackiness in the studio this morning.
That's for sure. All kinds of wackiness.
Horrible weather, too.
Well, it's rainy. It's not horrible. It's pretty... It's good that it rains.
And for those of you scooping up this podcast here from www.jabbercast.com...
Thejabbercast.com.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thejabbercast.com. Hey!
Hey! Yeah!
Well, you're well aware, I'm sure, that there wasn't a live show today.
No. Nope.
Something happened.
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
The server's down.
Quarter after
station, so I don't know what's up.
Quarter after 11 on Sunday morning, and there's no server.
Somebody's going to hear from me.
Is anybody
when the Jabbercast can't get on the air?
Oh yeah, heads are going to roll.
Yeah. Maybe it's our announcement that we're going to FM, and the station went down the tubes.
That's it. Big JD and Lippo are gone. Around. I'm not going there. Forget it.
We're gone. All right.
See you later.
And what's with the little headphones actually today? You don't have the big cans on.
You know what I need to get from you is the address from Fostex to get my cable.
I sent you everything, remember?
For the address for Fostex?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I emailed you.
All right.
You have a habit of deleting emails.
And I don't delete anything.
I'm quite certain I forwarded you the link right to Jam Industries. So.
Oh, Jam Industries is called?
Yeah, I sent you the link. You probably thought it was some little goofy video and never looked at it.
No. Everything you send me, I...
As it should be.
I pour over. Yeah. So what are we talking about this week? Entertainment.
Entertainment Tonight.
Well, it's not tonight. It's morning, for one thing.
Yeah, well...
Did you get enough sleep last night?
No, I didn't. I didn't sleep that great, and I don't know. I've been running behind all morning.
Who's behind? Who's behind? Have you been running behind?
I feel like I've been running behind my own behind.
Oh, I'll find that after. Not important.
If you don't, I'll resend it.
That's okay.
Actually, I have it here, so.
Okay, cool.
Anyhow.
So that's why I'm using these. Kiwi's
and
going
we're
crazy.
In the jungles of Africa broadcasting remotely.
Kiwi's going crazy this morning. That's cool.
Like one of them monkeys.
I'm sure he's digging the rain too. What was I going to say is... totally slipped
my mind. Digging in the rain. Digging in the rain.
Digging?
That's what you said. He's digging the rain.
Oh, he is digging the rain, yeah, I'm sure.
Does he like rain? He wouldn't like it if he was outside.
That's right. I don't think he'd like
his ass quiet or he's going to be find himself out there with Stew.
Stew, yeah. So,
that sure. Was the funniest thing I seen, that picture of Stew out in the tree in the back. That was great. That was as funny as something else I saw recently or something that you sent me or said. Oh, what you said about you can't go back on the air after you got off. That was very funny to me.
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't seem all that funny. You can't go back on. Hey, you can't go back on.
Yeah, like a rule.
It's a rule. You said we're done? We're done.
Yeah.
You were like, seriously, you can't do that.
It's like the hall monitor. Hey, what are you doing in the hall?
That's right, yeah.
Get back to where
safety
you belong.
Patrols.
So we're going to talk about show business or
entertainment like tonight. If we're not doing it, if we're doing it tonight, then what are we doing now?
Exactly. We're not doing anything tonight concerning the Jabbercast.
All about the crazy things going on, I guess, of, you know, Britney shaving her head and some of the new shows coming out, possibly reality TV, our good buddy Mel
Gibson,
and his little stint with the law. Sure. And the Jewish community. And how about Michael Richards?
Yeah.
Good old Michael Richards.
Yeah.
Went off on a little tangent.
That was a while ago.
That was weird.
That was weird, yeah. He just flipped.
Yeah.
People flip.
You think that was for publicity or anything? It didn't seem like it was.
No.
He just kind of went nuts.
Pretty much. Yeah.
He probably lost it after Seinfeld was over.
Maybe he's frustrated, yeah. A little frustration going on there. But there's nobody really, you know, cashing in on their Seinfeld fame, is there?
Not necessarily, but what's her name there?
Dreyfus.
Elaine. Yeah. Yeah, Dreyfus. Is that daughter of the other Dreyfus guy or something?
No.
No, not related?
No, they may be related.
What's his name?
Richard.
Richard Dreyfus? Yeah, Richard Dreyfus. He's kind of a odd little actor, that guy.
Yeah, he has his own perspective.
He's very unique.
Yeah.
As far as acting, and he's not the kind of guy. Then there's a lot. I mean, it takes all kinds, I guess, to be actors. And he's not what you'd classify as, you know, the star look or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's brought something cool to the table. But
he's got charisma. That's what he's got.
Yeah, something. He's a good actor, actually.
Yeah. And they use his voice for Apple commercials.
Oh, do they?
Or they did.
Huh.
You don't remember that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's got a kind of a unique voice too, I guess. Mm-hmm. I would recognize, but yeah. I don't really recall. The earliest movie that I recall with him was something like, was it called Mr. Big or something? Or Mr. Goodbar?
Looking for Mr.
Goodbye?
Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah, with some woman that was a big actress at the time too. Dark hair, kind of unique features face.
You're talking about the Goodbye Girl.
The Goodbye Girl. Was he in that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I recall from way back.
I saw that at a theater with my mom, I think, or something.
Wow, yeah. Neato.
That was a long time ago.
I was trying to think back if I... going to the theater with my parents, but I don't really I know I have, but I don't remember
the movie that you saw.
And my grandmother, you know, I was supposed to take my grandmother to see something, and I don't remember if we were too late for that movie or something, or if I gave her a choice of what to see, or something happened, and we went and saw the movie Spawn.
Oh, yeah.
The first Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
With my grandmother, and she loved it.
She loved it.
Oh, yeah, she really liked
cool.
it.
Cool.
She really likes the karate guy there, Lone Star or whatever his name is, in his latest thing. Chuck Norris. Isn't his something Star or something Lone something? It's like a cowboy almost type thing or something.
Oh, you're talking about...
what's that? Chuck Norris show.
Yeah, on TV.
Yeah. Oh, she really digs that.
People are screaming at us like, what the heck? You don't know the name of that show.
Screaming. Just screaming. Kiwi screaming.
Yeah.
Lone Star.
Something Walker.
Oh, Walker. T. Walker.
No, it's something Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
Something Walker, Texas Ranger. Can't think of his first name. But anyway, how'd you get into him? Oh, because your grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what was the deal with Britney actually shaving her head anyways? Like, if that was, I thought it was like some kind of thing where she went wacky and shaved her head, but it was, they had like film of it or something and pictures. People were taking pictures of it. Or was that just a fluke that they follow her everywhere and they ended up getting pictures of it? Paparazzi or something, but.
Oh, yeah. Whenever she goes out, people know. Like, there's a.
What was the head shaving? I thought she just like did it herself or something, but.
No, she went to. Because
it was a messy job, too. I mean, they didn't do it very well.
Like, really?
The buddy that shaved my head the very first time did a better job than that. I don't know. I see it looked all patchy and goofy and everything.
Really?
Or maybe that's just during, you know, halfway through or something. It really looks stupid, but.
Yeah, because I thought it looked pretty clean when I saw it. Maybe she didn't.
She was pretty wholesome at one time, wasn't she?
Wholesome?
Yeah.
What the hell does wholesome mean?
Well, fresh.
Well, yeah, I suppose we all were at one time, but look at yourself.
I'm all stinky and old and gray.
You're weathered, battered.
Well, look at it outside.
Worse for wear.
You wonder why I'm weathered.
Because we have a little bit of weather.
I slept all the way here.
By the way, it's just Walker, Texas Ranger. There's no Walkers, like a Madonna, Cher, Walker.
Yeah, okay. That's the same thing I use every morning to get from the bedroom to the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you needed
a walker.
Walker devices. Speaking of old and weathered.
Yeah. What was I on there? The Britney thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden she had phony boobs and doing drugs and...
Phony?
You know, it seemed like it came like pretty quick though, all that craziness for her. Just not long before that, she was hanging with her little sister. She was back home for a while and, you know, her mother goes everywhere with her, I think, thought on tour and this and that. And the next thing I know, she's like rehab, shaved head, babies, married for 2 hours.
Well, that's the whole thing. Well, you're just spitting out. Yeah,
from wholesome to whole thing.
She was single, wholesome, hung out with her mom and her sister.
Right.
Met Kevin
Fedorov.
Fedorov.
The hockey player, wasn't he?
Yeah, Detroit.
Or is it soccer, Fedorov?
Anyway, it's Kevin Federline. He's supposedly a dancer of some kind.
Oh, in her thing, yeah. He's one of her dancers.
Yeah. So they got married. I think he tainted her a little bit, but she still wanted to live the wholesome life. They had a kid, and then she realized...
Oh, but before that, though, she got married for the other guy for a week.
Oh, right.
From her hometown or something,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so he could say, I married Britney Spears, something.
So he could say it? Well, I don't think it was so he could say that. Why would she do that, just so he could say that? Obviously, she married him for some reason of her own, too.
Maybe, yeah. But they got married.
I'd sue her for everything.
But they got married knowing they were going to get a divorce right away.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Before they got married, they knew they were going to get a divorce within the week, kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it was some kind of stunt. I'm not sure what that was about. But anyway, back to her timeline, which you're all over the road.
I thought we were finished with her.
You're like Kevin Federline. I'm finished with her.
I'm on the Federline now.
And I think he tainted her a little bit, or just showed her, you know, what real life's all about or whatever. You know, I'm sure he, for him to get to where he got to, I have no idea, you know.
Well, you said something about the time we started was quarter after or something, wasn't it?
It was 11:15, yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to take a break?
Yeah, I think we better take a little break right now. And that's right. Sunday mornings at 11:15.
Not much happens at 11 on this Sunday, that's for sure. The servers are down.
So are we done with her for now? Or were you on something?
Well, I was just going to give an explanation to your question.
Oh, okay, yeah. I wanted that. I need that.
So I think whatever happened, she realized what real life was all about. And then she realized that this guy wasn't what she envision living with for the rest of her life. And dumped him, probably paid him off, and then now she's free. She's free of her mom or whatever. She's on her own. And she probably has never been on her own. She's been has had a pretty tight leash up to that point.
Yeah, she should still have it.
Well, maybe, yeah. So she went cuckoo. She just went like kid crazy.
Right. Ooh,
I got a bajillion dollars and I'm going to do what I want. And what's the crazy?
I got a bajillion dollars and I'm going to lose it, need rehab, do drugs, get divorced, throw my baby in the back seat and cruise around or whatever in my lap.
Whatever, yeah. I know.
That's just a ridiculously immature.
That's immature.
Punk.
That's right. It's immature.
I lost anything I thought about her.
I didn't think any of her ever myself.
Well, no, but I mean. You know, she was cute, young, had some big hits, you know, all that stuff.
Sure.
And then just went wacky.
She got a lot of fans still, though. A lot of fans
of course,
still buy her crap up.
She's still a big name.
And she can still sing.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I'm sure she can. She's still young, really.
Yeah. I'm not sure if she really can sing or not. I heard she has a whole rack of those Antares pitch correctors in her rack when she performs live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like for every single key, she has one. Turn on the songs in the key of okay.
Yeah, I never thought about that pitch correcting stuff.
Yeah.
So you're always perfect.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of women use those live.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to hit any sour notes because America's become, their ears have been attuned to perfect singing because of American Idol. They got, here we're going to listen to however many, 50 people sing in one night. You know, when they first started American Idol, you get all those people in there, and they are the judges themselves. Oh, that guy can't sing. Oh, that guy sings a little better. And they become sensitized to what good singing is, even staying in tune or, you know, hitting the wrong note or whatever.
Right.
So I think the American public onto reality TV. See, nice segue. Did you catch that?
Yes, I did.
American Idol. So now I think the American public, their standards are a little higher as far as singing goes, just because of a show like that. So when a professional, someone who's actually made it, goes out there and, you know, hits a bad note, you know, I think they're under a bigger mic magnifying glass, I guess. So that's my thing with Britney. I think she's definitely using those as well.
So what about American Idol? Were you into the American Idol thing?
I like watching the first few shows because you see everybody.
Yeah, the ones where they, all the wacky people for the auditions and stuff. That's kind of neat. And then the very end is cool. When they're down to the last couple people or something, it's kind of neat to, the excitement builds.
This last one, it wasn't interesting at all. I don't think that, there was the one black girl there. She was phenomenal.
Well, there's a lot of changes in the show that I don't like, and that's the fact that a lot of them were, they don't seem like Idol type. And it was going that way when with the Ruben Studdard thing, really. You know, they're, sure, they're great singers and everything, but are they really an idol? You know what I mean? What you think of as an idol, an American Idol?
Right.
That's, you know, it's not Ruben Studdard. It's not Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle?
It's not the big girl there that sang really well, really belted it out.
I know
her. The last one, I'm not sure her name, but Coco, or I don't know. And what's, remember that one that got kicked off the, one of the previous ones for being on the internet, Davis or something, Cuckoo Davis. Oh, anyway, she was, they're good singers now, but they're not idols. You know, it was the idol type of this last one, I think, was a guy that made it close to the end, but he kind of looked like Justin Timberlake, young guy.
The dude. The
he was pretty good.
And the guy who added the rap
stuff.
No,
not him, a different guy.
Okay.
Looked more like Timberlake, but that guy too, he was sort of idolish. Dude, the bebop guy.
Yeah.
Those kind of guys are, and and Jordan Sparks was great. I'm not really sold on the idol part of her, really. Maybe it's her look. You know, I don't see her look as like a huge idol,
right?
Icon, really.
And eventually, it's got to wear out, the whole American Idol thing. You have to think, you know, okay, you're parading.
They'll use it right to the very end, but it's still huge. It's like the hugest thing.
It's.
When it's going to fade away is a far time from now, I think.
I hope not.
But like, I got to...
What about Clay Aiken? Did you think he was American Idol type? Because he has sold a bajillion records, that guy. He's making a ton of money.
Sort of, yeah. Not exactly the look. He was more like the Barry Manilow kind of look to me.
Yeah.
Not so much like an American Idol, like a pop icon, idol, young, hot, you know, whether it's a guy or girl or whatever, right, but I mean, you know, he didn't really have that, but
he had the Barry Manilow thing, that's for
he
sure.
He was good, he had the charisma, he's, you know, people liked him, and so, you know, and he didn't even win it though. He was like runner up to Ruben Studdard, wasn't he?
Is that right?
Yeah, I think, wasn't it Ruben Studdard that, or was it the other way around? I think it was Ruben Studdard. Didn't Ruben Studdard win or something, and Clay Aiken was the bigger deal or something, or I don't remember how it went, but
I don't remember how it went either. Not that I actually paid attention when it actually happened.
Yeah.
But, like, the last album he just came out with, like, it was number two for the whole, for the United States. I don't think it hit number one, but it made it up to number two. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I don't get it all.
And you know who's making a lot of money off that? Who gets a big cut of it?
The English-speaking guy.
Yeah, Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big wig, man. That's not the guy that you want to be up on stage and say, yeah, whatever, Simon. You don't want to do that, man.
he's controlling you.
You want to slide his pants down and smooch his cheeks. That's what you want to do with Simon Cowell. That's what I'd do.
That's what I would do. Slide his
Big JD, the new American Idol.
This is a clean show. We don't slide anybody's pants down.
BigIdol.com. Well.
Jidl. Big Jidl.
That's IDLE.com. reality TV, though, I think they've covered... when I think that there's nothing else they could possibly think of...
Mm-hmm.
I think I just said possibly. Possibly think of. They come up with something new, and it just amazes me that they keep coming out with like these new ideas for shows and everything. And it's like some of them are really outrageous and wacky, but and then there's some that are just like, I mean, the Gene Simmons thing, school thing, or whatever he had, and he had his reality, a family He had two things going on.
He had the Family Jewels thing.
And he had the Rock School thing or whatever.
I don't think I'm familiar with the Rock School thing.
Yeah, it was he was had to put a band together in a school in England to do some show and had only a certain amount of time to do it or whatever. And he had Tony Iommi come in and talk to the kids one time and whatever all else went on. It was like Gene Simmons Rock School, I think it was called. Hmm. It's kind of neat. But I mean, like, why, really? But it's still neat, and I think it goes to show, like, with talk radio, like, whatever the subject is, if you like talk radio, you just listen to people talking, whatever it is, you know what I mean? It doesn't really matter. So, and same with reality TV, like, whatever the reality show or whoever you're watching, or if they throw five people that don't know each other in a house just to make a show, people will watch it, and people like it. Yeah. New things happen, and, you know, different topics of discussion and whatever, and it's, I don't know, I don't mind that.
Is that Big Brother when they throw people in a house?
What's that?
Big Brother, is that when they throw people in a house?
Oh, I don't even know. I just know that some of them, well, they did that with the band thing with Nugent and the singer from...
Supergroup.
Yeah, what was the singer there? First guy.
Sebastian Bach from Skid Row.
Did they do it with somebody, another group after or something? Or is that going on? Or
No, it was 12 weeks.
Sebastian Bach, but he was like a scrawny young guy from T.O. that could really belt it out. And then on there I saw him and he looked like a fat old man.
Well, he was still in pretty good shape. He went running every morning on the show.
Yeah, he just looked like he was
weathered.
Like a weathered old rock and roll guy or something. Spears. Just different.
Oh yeah, but he could still sing.
Yeah. Nugent was nobody, he didn't take shit from anybody.
No. Nobody was giving him shit.
King there. As it should be.
For sure, yeah.
He's right on.
And you know who I thought looked old was John Bonham's son, Jason.
Yeah, I don't even recall. He was heavy, and wasn't he kind of heavy?
No, he's pretty svelte, too.
Yeah, okay, then I don't really recall. I saw it maybe one time or something.
Okay, but he looked way older than I thought he was. Because I remember seeing him in the group Bonham. Do you remember Bonham?
Yeah, Bonham, and then there was something else, Arrow. A band called Arrow.
Oh, yeah, he was in Arrow,
something, and he'd done a few other things with Plant and whatever, but not to be confused with La Plant.
No, definitely not confused. Especially our bank account should be confused, though. But he was playing with somebody during the taping of that show. He was drumming for...
Yeah, a big band, too, wasn't it?
Foreigner, or...
Yeah, I think you're right, Foreigner.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Something that I thought was odd, but...
Yeah. Well, if you're a drummer, get a gig.
Foreigner, doing the Ocean. Lou Graham could sing, though, man. That guy was cool. So was a guitar player. Mick Jones was his name, I think.
Yeah.
They were good, man. Old Foreigner. It was cool rock and roll when they came out.
I liked it when it first came out, too.
Yeah. So the reality TV things, like, everything from the ones where was it Survivor?
Survivor. That's one show that I don't mind watching, either. I don't watch much TV.
And there was another one where they did, wasn't Survivor, one where they made them do wacky things for money. They had to... I think it's where they still had to eat weird things and they'd hang them over water and make them do things. What was that?
Fear Factor,
yeah.
That's done.
Could be gross sometimes. But then a lot of them where they put people in, you know, and there was one, it was a reality show and it was women in a place and like a, almost like a halfway type house. I don't remember what the show was. And it was a house with a, and there was a woman there that kind of ran everything, like a psychologist or something, I don't know, and it was always different women together, and I don't know, but I guess we
should take a little break. Yeah.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about reality TV. This is our own audio reality show right here.
Sort of, but nothing's going on.
No?
No. I mean, there's nothing. There's no... tricks for us to do or challenges or
he always pulls something good out of the hat. Tricks.
They're for kids, aren't they?
Yeah. Not anymore. They're for kids and prostitutes.
You can turn a trick, yeah.
That's right. Into what?
Turn a trick into some money.
Yeah. That's magic. Wish I knew how to do that.
Oh my. Anyway,
you just need a corner to do your magic on.
I was going to say, there's so many
work things, your magic.
So many things I could say, but we're just going to keep this.
I noticed on the screen a little bit ago there, you had, was it Richie? Nicole Richie?
No.
Richie?
It was Paris.
Or was it the other one? Yeah, okay. They kind of look the same to me.
Really?
Yeah, I find them to look almost identical. The Bobbsey twins.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Nicole apparently is a whole new woman now, eh?
Oh, what did she do?
I don't know. She wants to start over in some form or another.
There's a picture of them together.
Same with Richie. Wow. Richie had blonde hair, too, for a while.
Like I think her. Nicole Richie looks like Lindsay Lohan a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Lohan, another winner.
Lindsay Lowlife.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, in her case, I don't think she started off all pampered and prissy and holding.
No, I think I heard things about, I mean, her dad was an alcoholic or something, wasn't he? And
yeah.
He's proud of his daughter following in his footsteps.
Yeah. She has it all going for her. And it's just like she's doing what
they all do, really.
Wow.
I mean, they come from rich families and...
Well, Lindsay Lohan, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she comes from... I think she...
Well, no, maybe not her,
worked but, her way up.
But and, still, when you get there, I mean, I don't know. You'd think that. You'd think. And they don't.
That's right.
They I don't know. But then I guess you don't know until you're in their shoes, I suppose.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You
know, I was there. Still kept my sanity.
I was there.
halfway to insanity.
I'm sitting with a legend in his own mind.
Yeah.
But I want to know what the deal is with Paris Hilton. Like, she's not movie star material.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah, like her dad has a... like.
She's just well-known now. Where was she all this time, though? It wasn't until all of a sudden, boom, the Hilton heiresses. Where'd they come from? Never even heard of them. Didn't even know there was Hilton people.
Exactly.
You know, even the Hilton Hotel, you never even associated with a person. Really. The Hiltons. Like, I mean, I didn't.
I did.
I never thought of, heard of, or really knew anything about the Hiltons until all of a sudden her and her sister popped up. And then her sister was gone all of a sudden, and she's in jail and going wacky and having a... it's Richie that's having the baby, isn't it?
Is she having a baby?
Yeah, I think... Richie's having the baby. Yeah.
Don't sketch all your facts straight there in front of you.
Yeah.
On your show.
My mic's way up here.
Oh, your mic.
Where it was set for me. On purpose, so I couldn't look at my notes, probably.
Yeah. I know you don't know how to run one of those mic stands.
Yeah, run one of them. Wait, do you know how to run this thing?
Yeah, but I don't understand. How, she's not like movie star material or even television star.
No, but
material.
She can. Well. She had that reality show.
Oh, right.
What was that called?
Rich Kids Take a...
Something. Dive. I want to say Sin City. City something. City Slickers. City something.
Okay.
Anyway.
They go and live with people.
She's got money. If we had money, we'd make a reality TV show and go on TV, wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we?
But I don't think she spent any of her own money, though.
What would you do if you had a ton of money? Besides, you know, your family and... Maybe tile the foyer or something.
If I had a ton of money.
If I had $1 million.
I don't have $1 million. I still tile the foyer.
With us being into the arts and entertainment and whatever, I think we'd probably want to do something. If I had money, I'd want to be on TV.
I don't think I'd want to be on TV.
Sure you would.
I would start... Be
a
big
household star.
I'd start a, like a Specs Howard, but over here in Canada.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd sign up.
I'd sign up. Yeah, I'm interested, like, you know, in the...
As an instructor, of course.
Of course. Not only...
Hey, like, I'll teach you how to talk like this.
That's right, folks.
You sound like that guy, yes. Remember him from way back?
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Yes. You don't remember that voice? He was on, like, Sanford and Son and on Flintstones shows and...
Sanford Son and Flintstones, so we actually got
everything.
We got
his voice. He was a big voice. Yes, you must remember that.
But Sanford Son was like a real show.
Well, yeah. And then he was a voiceover on the other thing.
Like, so he was a voiceover on lots of things. I think.
Yeah, he was one of them guys that just had. Yeah, he was actually on Sanford Son.
So we got to see his face.
It was like a pawn shop, and he Fred come in to do something, and the guy you see the back of him, but then he turns around and says Fred and goes yes. You don't remember a guy that does that all the time?
No,
used to do that?
He's
a big guy, big thing.
Didn't ring a bell.
And he'd say something like, yeah, I want to sell this thing. And the guy'd be like, well, yeah, I figured that's why you're here. You know, like he was like really sarcastic. But he had a certain voice that you'd recognize if I could do it better.
Okay.
Yes. You should know just from that, though.
That sounds like... cartoon
somebody
character.
Else Nelson Riley, remember Nelson Riley?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charles Nelson Reilly, yeah. He had some kind of voice.
He sure did. We were watching a movie, Jonas and I, and the guy who does Winnie the Pooh's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what he looks like?
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looks like the guy from Eight is Enough. Sort of. Fat bald man.
No, he doesn't. You're thinking of something else.
I am?
Yeah. He has...
He's short.
Shortish.
He looks like Winnie the Pooh.
No, he doesn't look like
anything. Okay.
I forget what movie that was really.
I know, I've seen him, but...
Anyway.
And also Paul Lind has a unique voice.
Holy moly, blast from the past.
There you go.
Charles Nelson Reilly and Paul Lind. Anybody else off of the Hollywood Squares you want to make?
Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller.
Okay, Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, Richie, I just saw in an interview, actually, of some kind, that she wants to change her whole life around now. She's going to have a baby, and she wants to grow up, and she did jail time or something, didn't she? Or she wants to do her community time now because she had a DUI thing or something going on.
DUI, what's that?
Drunk under the influence.
Influence of what?
I believe booze.
Oh, okay.
And I think she had something else in her system, though, too. Or why am I thinking that? That and they found something in her system, unless I'm thinking of somebody else that I was, I don't know.
But you can be influenced by more than one thing. Like, you know, if I'm driving with you and I hypnotize you, you're under my influence. Do you still get a DUI?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I don't know. All depends on who's serving.
Depends who's serving.
How about Jim and Tammy Baker? That was some wild entertainment back in the day.
She just died.
Yeah. Good.
Tammy Faye Baker. You can't say good when someone dies.
I guess not, no. She wasn't the biggest problem anyway. It was him, wasn't it? He was the big scandalous dude sleeping with Jessica Hahn and all. Embezzling money.
Jessica Hahn.
He had to embezzle money so she could put more makeup on.
She wore too much makeup.
No.
Crazy makeup. It's like clown makeup.
It was. It was really wacky. Why would anybody ever do that?
Maybe she wanted to be a clown. She always
that, yeah, but that's just like clowns don't wear that much makeup. They don't. They for don't. Real. And I don't know. Snipstheclown.com?
Is it? Yes, it is.
I don't know. That's just, yeah, that's crazy. But you wearing the big false lashes?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe eyelashes are bad, but where would you even get lashes like that? Who makes that? They stuck out like 3 inches.
They're custom made.
She looked like a sheepdog.
With makeup.
Yeah, that was crazy. Well, we talked about Michael Richards briefly. That was something, seeing that video. I was so surprised when I saw that. That was like, blew me away. A buddy of mine sent me the link to that.
Yeah. Too bad when you see someone that you have a certain...
And when they say, oh, I was drunk, or I did it for this reason, like the Mel Gibson thing. I don't know. No matter what happens later, that's... You know that that's for real. That's in there somewhere. You know what I mean? You can't say that was, you know, I don't really feel that way, or I don't think that way. It was the booze talking, whatever their racial slurs are. It's got to stem from someplace, doesn't it?
It's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's got to be for real. It's got to be somewhere, you know, even if it's subconscious, maybe, but I think it's how they really feel.
Like Mel Gibson, you mean?
Yeah.
You think he has something against Jews, obviously.
I wouldn't imagine so, just from, you know, I don't think nothing either way, really. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm just saying, like, I would think that an apology might, you know, maybe people would accept an apology, but... It's still, you know, I guess you would always think that's what he feels like after.
Pretty much, yeah.
And with Richards, I don't know, Richards was blurted out comments kind of thing. And I don't know, I think that's more of a, I think that's a lot different than the Mel Gibson thing. You know what I mean? I don't think he was, I don't know that he was, it was wrong and ignorant, but I mean, I don't think he was blurting out like, against a race or anything like, or a people or something like that. You know what I mean? He was just like calling somebody names and
right.
saying things he shouldn't have and whatever. And if that's how he feels, yeah. But I mean, it was still, I still found that different than the other.
Yeah, it is different.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gibson
different,
was.
Yet the same sort of.
Yeah. He was cutting down.
Gibson was out of line. And for a guy who's involved in what he's involved in and his stature and whatever, and that's the wrong thing to do, boy. Even if you do feel that way.
Yeah.
Probably half the people paying his salary are Jews.
Could be, yeah.
I think he's got some Jew in him.
I don't know.
No.
Who knows? Everybody can ask.
Who Gibson?
Who Gibson?
Yeah, anyway.
What was I going to say about him is, yeah, he was like at his top of his, like, you know, he's top of cred. Hollywood cred. He's like,
yeah, but he had this that Jesus thing going on. The I mean the show, you know, the movie.
Oh, Passion of Christ.
Yeah, he had some a lot of controversy going on there, and then he had the then it was the Jews. Was it the Jews killed Christ? And
the Jews did kill Christ.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he was tangent thing, and then then he was coming out with this big apocalyptic movie, and where is he going to be now? And how big was it still big? And nobody really, I don't know. With him, I think you just forget about it after. He's still Mel Gibson, the big movie guy. We'll take a break and be back right after this. Okay, we're back. How about shows? Did you have something that you wanted to?
Nope.
What about shows, how they differ? A lot of the sitcoms. I find they really differ from the sitcoms when we were a little younger, which were a lot of really good, funny, and now classic stuff.
For sure.
As opposed to now, I find that there was a handful of things that were pretty good, but not a lot, and a lot of new ones. Do you like that Reba show?
Reba. My kids watch that when they come home from school.
I don't really care for it.
Like that's on reruns. It's not like a new show or anything.
Well, yeah, I guess. But it was like one of the kind of newer ones. What else is new? I mean, a lot of the new stuff now is like the ER type. You know what I mean? Grey's Anatomy, House.
Those aren't good sitcoms, though. You're talking about sitcoms.
Yeah, well, what are those?
Drama series.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of those now, though. You see more and more of them, I think.
Thing with Grey's Anatomy, they took the ER and they added some kind of humor to it. Yeah. Scrubs did the same thing.
Yeah, some of them aren't too bad. Is it one of the? Didn't one of those have that Chris guy from David Letterman? Remember Chris?
Chris Elliott.
He had a show at one time.
I don't know.
Remember the show he had?
No.
He had a paper route. Wasn't he a paper boy in this thing and lived at home?
I didn't recall that. No.
You don't remember the show he had? It was his own show.
I remember
he lived at home with his parents and he had a paper route. He was like 40.
Cabin boy?
Oh, no. This was he had a sitcom for maybe a season or two.
Or a half.
Yeah, something. But I mean, the old stuff like, there's real old stuff, Ozzie and Harriet and all that, but then Happy Days and those things when we were a kid. Mm-hmm. But then there's like WKRP was really cool.
Yep.
Sitcom from way back.
Sure.
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah.
And a lot of them things is where stars came from. A lot of the stars of today. Is that going to happen later? I don't know.
Probably not. I think the whole star thing is changing and where they come from. You got to have a chain of hotels and then you have a star.
Yeah.
No. Pardon me. Whereas back then, things were new and fresh and the cream rose to the top, whereas now...
I mean, WKRP, we got the Maytag guy out of that. Not much else, though, really. Maytag
guy.
Yeah.
Actually, he was that guy, I wish I could think of his name, but I remember looking into him. He was like a stage guy. Did a lot of stage
stuff. Art Carlson.
Mr. Carlson, yeah. That was his
name. I don't know his real name.
Me neither. But anyway, yeah.
And there, Welcome Back, Cotter. You got... John Travolta came from there.
Yeah.
Big star rose out from being a kid on there, really.
Sure.
You know, done some other movies and whatever, but that was a big... That's kind of his start there, really.
Pretty much. But whatever happened to Epstein?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whatever happened to it. I may still have it around somewhere. Epstein's autograph.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my parents got it and saw him in California somewhere. Just at like Farmer's Market or somewhere. And they recognized him and he signed an autograph for him. Freddie Boom Boom Washington and Horshack and Gabe Cotter and his wife. Yeah, what happened to most of them?
Exactly.
And Hotsy Totsy.
That's funny.
Mr. Woodman.
Mr. Woodman, yeah.
What else was... And then later on come things like I don't know, Cheers, I guess.
Yeah, that was
and the guy went on to do the psychiatrist dude there.
Frasier
did his own show, and that was really big. And now he's got another one coming out with Raymond's wife. A new show in the fall coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like a TV type anchor guy or something.
When you say Raymond, you mean...
Raymond's wife, what is her name? Do you know her real name?
No idea.
I don't know
what's
either.
Raymond's real
I know
name?
Raymond. Michael Vision. So yeah, they're in a sitcom together. It looks pretty funny. I saw some previews for it and it looks good. And that's something I would find that's probably going to be pretty good.
Because he comes from that old school.
Yeah.
Frasier's been Frasier for a really long time.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be Frasier in this, is he?
No, I don't think his name's Frasier anymore.
Yeah,
his brother was very funny in Frasier. Niles.
Oh, Niles, yeah.
Very, very funny, I thought.
You just liked him a lot.
Yeah. He had that Sting look.
I always thought he was gay.
Yeah, and then he got the hottest chick in the thing. What was her name? The guy that took care of the father. The girl that took care of the father.
Yeah, the maid.
Yeah, what was her name?
I forget.
But anyway, now there's stuff. Like, Raymond, I thought was a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
What about Raymond?
Everybody loves Raymond.
And even the guy's show after that wasn't too bad. Robert. He did something after that.
His brother on the show?
Yeah, he had his own show after.
Really?
Yeah, with his wife, and they had a daughter that was away at college and quit school or something, and I don't know, it was a whole big thing. It was pretty good. And you know what comes to mind is another sitcom show that was on with that chubby English accent guy there that was in that, what was that English movie where they all shot a moon at the end? It was good.
Full Monty?
Yeah. You know who I mean? And he's got a sitcom with his wife and their two kids.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, but it's not a bad show. You like King of Queens at all?
King of Queens. Oh, yeah.
I think that's like a awesome newer show.
You like that?
Yeah.
Because you can relate to Jim Heffernan.
Yeah, Heffernan. Doug.
Doug, that's what it is.
And actually, he's got that movie now with the Click guy. What's his name?
Click.
Chuck and Larry. You know, Chuck and Larry get married.
That's not ringing a bell either.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Oh, Chuck and Larry.
It's on the show right now.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. That's got to be hilarious.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
They're both funny guys.
Have you watched it yet?
Actually, no, I didn't watch it yet. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hook you up after.
What, were you going to take me to the show?
Not exactly.
Okay. Not exactly. Something like that, though.
I'm going to show you to the take.
Show me to the take. Okay. Take.
So, yeah, I don't know. The sitcoms changed a lot. And a lot of things went, this reality thing is a big new hit. And I was listening to Coast to Coast last night, and a guy called up and said he had a great idea for, it was, you know what? I listened to one of the podcasts last night, recent, because I'm a little behind on it, on all the shows. So I listened to the podcast at night. It was on selling your soul. Would you sell your soul? Anyway, one guy called up and said, yeah, he'd sell his soul to have his sitcom become something, you know, famous or whatever it is. Anyways, and his sitcom was on not just regular intervention for drug abusers, but I forget what he called it, an intense intervention or something like that, and where you would set something up that the best friend or a parent or somebody like really close to a drug abuser, they would pretend that they're going to start taking the drugs. You know, if you don't stop, I'm going to do the same thing. And they start, and then they portray that they're having they're OD'd, and the other person has to come to the hospital. And it's a real reality check for somebody that's on drugs. You know what I mean? You following me?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of thing. And it was really wild, the story, but wild sitcom thing. I could see that happening.
Sitcom?
Or reality show. I'm getting mixed up with it. I mean, I just group them all in the same thing. The dramas, the sitcoms, the reality shows, and whatnot. All right, what do you...
It's taking up much now.
The Jabber Quote this week brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of used condoms.
Refurbished condoms. Sweet.
They're not sweet. 99% sure they will not leak.
Flavored condoms by Steve and Larry.
There's an idea. Flavored condoms.
Yeah. See? We're wondering what to do with our riches.
Not to be confused with edible condoms.
Yeah. editable refurbished condoms.
Oh boy. We got a famous quote by a famous man. His name is Mel Gibson. We already talked to him, talked about him today. Mm-hmm. We have mixed feelings about Mel. He's a piece of work, that's for sure. Acting is like lying, the art of lying well. I'm paid to elaborate lies.
So that's kind of well put, I think, as far as acting is concerned. But then for, well, I mean.
How is acting like lying?
Well, you have to put on an act.
Mm-hmm. How is that lying, though?
Well, I don't know if it's so much 100% lying as it is portraying,
mm-hmm.
you know, something else, something different, or making somebody believe some other.
I suppose in that regard, it is like lying. Making people believe something that really isn't true.
Right. Exactly. That's okay, kind of the context I take it in. And
man, that guy's smart.
And then, real smart. What about... What about the line that gets crossed later when somebody like, for example, Richie or the other Hilton chick there or something, you know, or whoever, I'm going to make a new life now because I, you know, and they go on this big TV interview, I'm having a baby now, I'm going to change my whole life, I'm not going to do this anymore and do that anymore. Like, where's the acting stop and start? Not that they're much actor. They're really actors, but I mean, you know, there are people that have like, said things like or
Michael Richards.
Tell us lies or whatever.
Because he apologized, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and they're actors, so what's really real and what's not in most cases? I thought that fly was on me or something.
No, he went over there. He's be next to you.
I'm going
to
hide in my headphones.
There you go. And the art of lying well, that's right, I'm paid to elaborate lies. I don't understand that part. Elaborate.
Well, elaborate a lie, stretch out a truth or a phony truth for film.
Okay.
You know, they really got to stretch things out and make you really believe something far-fetched, maybe.
Yeah. Take it to whatever
There's length. Something in there that, you know, as far as a quote for actors, I think.
Yeah.
And it fits in here with our Entertainment Tonight show on the Jabbercast. And how can they get a hold of us?
They can get hold of us by going to our website, thejabbercast.com. And there you'll find a link called Contacts. Click on the contact page, and there you'll find a My Chingo widget, which you can leave us a message. Just click the leave your message here, push it, and then you'll get taken to another page. Just talk into the microphone on your computer or another microphone that you have, preferably an old SM58. No, just kidding. And we'll get your message, or you can email us at
hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Send us some show topics, let us know what you think of the show, whatever.
Yeah,
there's so many things I still want to cover, and we're slowly running out of time, but I had, you know, maybe we could slap through some things really fast. One was that you know, music, Danzig, with Danzig getting punched by that dude.
Danzig.
Did you see that video where Danzig got punched by that guy, Danny Marinaro or whatever his name is?
No. Tell me about
it. You never saw that?
No.
This band called the North Side Kings traveled like 6 hours to do a show with Danzig. They had a few bands playing, but anyway, the whole thing was backed up, and this band didn't get to play.
Oh.
So Danzig was signing autographs, lots of people around, everything, and this guy waited in the whole line and everything to get up to Danzig, who was sitting there doing, because he had no other way of actually talking to him.
Right.
And he was pissed. You know, we didn't get to play. We travel all this way. At least you could do is, like, you know, let us know what's going on ahead of time or something, or we wouldn't have come down or whatever. And so Danzig stood up, and this guy was, you know, kind of going off on him. And Danzig pushed the dude. And the guy was pretty big. Like, Danzig's pretty big, but he's short. Big, but anyway, this guy was really big, like large guy. And, he just punched Danzig once in the face. Danzig went down. He was out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And his road guys picked him up and dragged him away. Anyway, Danzig says later on that, you know, the guy was going to try and extort money from him because that's why they had the video camera going and everything. And, you know, he was trying to provoke him to maybe make Danzig hit him. But I don't think that was really the case. I think what happened was exactly what happened. And Danzig pushed first. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was kind of an entertaining little thing.
That sounds entertaining.
Yeah, but the video is all over the net. You just look up Danzig punch and you'll find the video of the guy punching him. It's pretty cool, actually. I want to make mention of that what's that Aussie reality show? The Aussies.
The Osbournes.
These Ossingtons. The Osbournes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty good. Sort of. Ozzy's a real character. You know, as much as he's whacked, it made for some good entertainment. I really enjoyed watching him. Something that I didn't see very often, but I thought was super funny, was when he was sitting at a table with drawing stuff. I think he would draw or something, wouldn't he? Yes. Art.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just and it'd show it only for a second all the time,
yeah.
Once in a while. And I just thought it was hilarious. Don't ask me why. But he was really a real character. And a guy like that, he doesn't have nothing to do, really. He just does whatever he wants.
Pretty much.
Remember he was trying to reprogram his remote control or use it?
Yeah. He couldn't do it.
Remote control?
He was on a lot of
talk.
He was on a lot of drugs to help him with his whatever condition he has from years of abuse. And it turns out those drugs were...
worse.
They were worse. He got off of it. I can understand what he says now.
Is he okay right now?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, really? I haven't seen him talk for a long time.
It's like, whoa, there's a new Ozzy.
You don't know what thought that maybe, but Kelly, Jack, Sharon, he couldn't do anything. It was beautiful to watch. I don't even know if I'd want to watch it if he could talk normal now.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd still be pretty interesting, I think.
Remember Benny Hill? He used to do a thing, and it always reminds me of the Ozzy thing. He'd be sitting in, dress up as an old lady. A mother, and be talking about her son. He's a bit peculiar myself sometimes. And they pan out and show him, and the mother has like crazy big flashy boots on and looks really wild.
Yeah,
he's a bit peculiar. I'm a bit peculiar myself sometimes, but it sounds like Ozzy.
They took that Danzig video off.
No,
like there's yeah, I'm telling you, there's a million hits on it, but you go to click any one of them and they're gone. That happens.
Well, I'll go to Google then. Google video is way better than YouTube.
It is Google video.
You're on YouTube.
I know, but who owns...
Then go to YouTube.
Who owns Google? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Google owns YouTube.
Well, yeah, but if you're at YouTube, that's YouTube. If you have Google, you're at Google. Google video is pretty neat for large size videos. Yeah. And also, I probably still have the link somewhere to... what do you call it? Stuff that's not owned anymore. What do you call that?
Cranked all the way.
He's going to watch the Danzig video right here.
Well, here's the deal.
So you found it on Google?
You go to Google Video. It comes up in YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
but Danzig, that's a bad blow for him because he's supposed to be the big evil. Nobody hits Danzig because he's too big and mean. We got one punch and that was it. No, it wasn't really a sucker punch or anything.
No,
I mean, Danzig punched him. I mean, pushed him, and he was right there, and
standing like
they were
this,
confronting. Yeah,
standing like this after you punched him, he's like, "All right, come on." But that guy was big.
Yeah, he was big, and just wailed him. I don't think Danzig actually though expected somebody to throw a punch at him. You know, maybe thinking that the guy thinks like, "Well, it's Danzig. I'm not going to hit Danzig. I'll get my ass kicked." Yeah, right.
Not with that guy. I think that guy knows his way around. And that guy's in a band.
Yeah, the big guy. Yeah, I think he's the singer for that band, Northside Kings.
Hope he doesn't play guitar.
Yeah. Snap his neck. Snap your fingers, snap your neck. And yeah, there's a lot of other ways we could go. There's TV entertainment, radio, sports entertainment, comedy, music, Broadway, all kinds of things, but we just don't have time for everything.
No.
Maybe we'll cover some on our, what is it? Our 50th show, which will be a recap.
I'm going to send it.
Lippo's famous recap show.
I'm going to send in a co-host for that show. So I ain't going to be around for that one.
Oh, yeah. You'd love it.
I won't love it.
You can't deny it.
So. It's been an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out of here. So next week, what can they expect on the Jabbercast? You got that called up for them?
Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm looking at Danzig videos. How the heck do you think I am over here?
I had actually sent you something stating what next week's show is, but...
Oh, you did?
He's getting it right from the jabbercast.com shows page.
Safe world travel.
Safe world travel. Neato.
Why?
Things are changing all the time. I just saw something on the news about lighters. Lighters that you can and can't take on an airplane. But it's pretty wild, some of the stuff you can and can't take and how things have changed as far as world travel is concerned. And
travel, period. Not even world travel, just getting on a plane.
Yeah, and not necessarily just planes. Travel on trains and subways and, yeah, and all kinds of things. And safety, not necessarily just terrorism, but safe travel anywhere, you're right. Mm-hmm. And we'll discuss all that next week on the Jabbercast, right here in ATOC.
ATOC, I hope. Next week we're going to be live.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
That's right.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.